Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Braddock, Pennsylvania. The Battle of Monongahela, more than 250 years ago. These events in 1755 and right now in Braddock, Pennsylvania, unite the story of the United States of America from what you would have to characterize as a strategic defeat to an opportunity to sit in the U.S. Senate. Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, takes us to Braddock, Pennsylvania, once upon a time and now, and stands there in the middle of the town, looking to 1755 and looking to the immediate future, because the candidate for the Democratic Party this year for the open seat in the Senate in Pennsylvania is the man who very consciously chose Braddock, Pennsylvania, where he makes his last stand. Selina, a very good evening to you. You know I'm extremely taken by the romance of John Fetterman, so it was very smart of you to stand in the middle of Braddock. What can you see in the middle of this town that reaches from 1755 to 2022? Good evening to you, Selina.
Good evening. So I think it's important for people to know that Braddock has been at the center of everything that has sort of happened in our democracy and in our prosperity in this country that probably few people understand. It was Braddock's defeat or the Battle of the Monongahela that happened here in the 1750s, but it was also 100 years later where a little Scotsman named Andrew Carnegie built his first Bessemer steel plant. Bessemer was the process of making steel from pig iron, which is abundant in the area, and made it cheaper and faster. So it was also the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. It was also post World War II, where GIs that were coming home from the Pacific Theater and the European Theater, they came home and they built the bridges and the roads and the buildings of that boom area, the sort of Eisenhower era after the war. You stand there today and the town of what grew to 18,000 in 1950 is down to 90% population loss. It's down to 1,700 people. It is a town that is filled with decay and sadness and a big lack of hope. And not only does John Fetterman call Braddock home, he has for the past 15 years, but also Summer Lee, who is running for Congress. If she won, she would be the first Black female congresswoman from Pennsylvania. And she is also a dedicated member, even though she's not in Congress yet. She has the backing of the squad. She is as far left as you'll ever get in the state of Pennsylvania, which tends to be moderate on both sides of the aisle. So both of these sort of superstars of the Democratic Party in this state, the ones that will draw national attention to watch their races, call this place home, but they also have an opportunity, something that Democrats haven't had for a while, to talk about places like Braddock with authenticity. And I think that the story is not Fetterman and or Lee, but the story is place and sense of place and how politicians can discuss it earnestly rather than as a backdrop.
Where did the people go, Selina? What pulled them away? What pushed them away in that population drop you just evidenced?
Mostly people wanted to get away from the smog and pollution. The Edgar Thomson Works, which Carnegie named after the president of the railroad because he was trying to curry favor with him, is still standing there. It's still right along the Monongahela River, and it's still a dominant presence of the skyline. But people moved away because of the town was just filled with dirt and smog and pollution. But I am old enough to remember a vibrant Braddock that had two streetcar lines running down the middle of Braddock Avenue. It had hotels and restaurants, department stores, grocery stores. I mean, it is where you went when you didn't want to go into the big city of Pittsburgh, 9 miles away.
You spoke to Marcia Crowley, 61 years old, who scrambles for a living, cooking, running the lottery, doing everything else. I'd rather live somewhere, anywhere else. Is that a sentiment that John Fetterman talks about on the campaign trail, that Braddock was abandoned by the state of Pennsylvania and by the federal government?
So, yes, he does talk about that, but he also has to maneuver this kind of gingerly, and the same with Lee, because they have both represented Braddock, him as mayor, her as a state representative, and yet things have only gotten worse. And so, you know, that's sort of their challenge as well. Do you admit that you contribute to the continual decline? Do you admit that you haven't been able to fix the hundreds and hundreds of abandoned homes and businesses? That is going to be their challenge. And it's something they're going to have to do, is take on their own party's contribution to this sad state of affairs in Braddock.
You mentioned a Democratic policy strategist, Mikas. And he makes it blunt that climate change, which is a driving theme nationally and internationally, and social justice, again, a driving theme nationally, that those themes don't work in Braddock. What does? What would Mr. Fetterman need and Ms. Lee need to connect to the people of Braddock? Because their national party is going to give them lots of literature on climate and justice.
If you walk into Braddock and you start talking about climate change and social justice, they're going to say, that is not what we need. We need concrete solutions, approaching crime, approaching poverty, and approaching opportunity, but not being stuck. So if you talk in those terms that apply to their life and their struggles, they're going to listen. But if you throw out catchphrases that come from talking points from your party, you lose them. People don't, in general, like to talk about politics. They don't like to use those kinds of words. They use words that apply to the struggles in their lives.
This is a very large congressional district that includes parts of Allegheny County, perhaps other counties. So to work effectively in this area, you must connect to both a small town that is on the defensive and the large city of Pittsburgh. My familiarity with John Fetterman tells me he knows how to do that because he got himself elected governor talking the same way. Has he changed in any fashion from the days that he was an outsider to now that he's running for the Senate?
No, he's the same guy who ran for mayor and ran for lieutenant governor and won. He grew up as a Republican, so he's very nimble in talking about conservative issues, even though he is not conservative anymore. But his main theme is economic populism, which is something that is very popular in both parties.
And Ms. Lee, you mentioned that she is associated with the progressive part of her party. That suggests that she's going to talk about the Green New Deal. Is that going to connect to Braddock in any fashion?
No, not at all. I mean, that is her biggest challenge. This new district, which was held by Democrat Mike Doyle since 1994, he was only one of seven Democrats who won in that year, is now more conservative. It has more of the Monongahela Valley, which are culturally conservative Democrats. It also has the suburbs in Westmoreland County and also in Allegheny County. So she has a challenge ahead of her twofold. First, because she's so far left, but second of all, because the Republican she's running against is a moderate Republican, and his name, Mike Doyle.
Yes, the same. Yes, yes. I knew that was the payoff. You've set us up for that. Yes. Let us explain it in more detail. The previous Mike Doyle was a Democrat who was there for many years and beloved. He retires. And the new Mike Doyle is a Republican. But he must smile when people say, you've got the same name, because it's to his advantage. I always voted for Mike Doyle. That would be easy to joke at the poll.
Right. It's something like out of the Eddie Murphy movie, The Distinguished Gentleman. However, Mike Doyle has been involved in elected politics. He's the president of the largest borough, the council of the largest borough in Allegheny County. He has always wanted to run for the office, but he never wanted to be kitschy and run against Mike Doyle. He thought that was too much of a gimmick. So he always stepped aside and didn't run. This opportunity, when Doyle announced his retirement, the other Doyle was like, okay, I'm running. I have waited, you know, I'm in my 50s. I have a proven track record in elected office, and I want to represent this area.
And finally, about Braddock, the celebration of the Battle of Monongahela, does that still take place in town each year, or is it long forgotten because of the decline?
You know, the past 2 years of COVID have sort of clouded any celebration. I'm not sure if there is one this year or not.
Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the middle of nowhere column, the middle of somewhere column, excuse me. Middle of nowhere is what people call Braddock. The middle of somewhere is what Selena calls Braddock. And she also writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the New York Post. We're going fishing with Selena when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.